Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Bill Belichick joined Scott Zolak inside the TV studios here at Gillette Stadium on Wednesday to break down some of the pivotal plays in the Pats' victory over the Buffalo Bills. Here's an X's and O's look at some key plays in all three phases of the game, including Devin McCourty's game-ending interception.
Time now for this week's Plays of the Week. Coach joins me now. Coach, Buffalo game, what are we looking at here? Special teams.
Yeah, kickoff coverage, and that's one of the areas that I thought we really did a good job in the Buffalo game. Of course, Steven kicked the ball great, and had a lot of touchbacks. But overall, our coverage was real good. This is a play where Julian Edelman comes down here on the outside. He's playing the two position, we call it, counting from the outside in. Gets a holding penalty, but then we have good coverage inside with Matt Slater and Ebner, and do a good job in there of creating good field position for the defense and get the penalty, put the ball back inside the 10-yard line.
Sets the tone for your defense, too.
Absolutely. Here's the same play from the end zone. Again, Steven got real good hang time and did a good job directionally kicking. In this case, we do a pretty good job here. They're trying to come back to the field. Do a pretty good job of leveraging the ball here, squeezing it from the outside in. This is Ebner right here, slipping that block, coming around inside to get in on the play. Edelman getting the penalty there from the backside. Tackle on a 15-yard line.
Yeah, so, nice job by McCourty and Tavon on the outside, too, keeping things inside there.
Right.
So you got guys ready to go. All right, offense.
Yeah, this is a big play for us. This is like a 3rd-and-7 play here. We're outside of field goal range. Well, long field goal, 55, 56-yard field goal. And this is Danny Woodhead coming in and running an angle route, coming inside, working off of not really a pick by Gronkowski, but Gronkowski carrying some coverage up the field. Danny coming inside. Tom hits him right in stride, makes a nice catch and run, sets up a good scoring opportunity, and then Danny finishes that off with a touchdown run the next play.
He's been really good for you, too. And it's the sexy stuff you see, the pass catches, the runs. But even on pass protection, you're so worried, who's replacing Kevin Faulk down the line. Danny's done a heck of a job.
Pass protection, punt protection.
Everything.
He's done a nice job for us. This is a good run here by Stephen Ridley coming right up inside. We did a good job on some of the running plays of just trying to get right into the defense and attack him and get downhill. And Ridd does a nice job of hitting this. There's the same shot of the play here from the end zone. You can really see how the play develops. Rob Gronkowski will come back here in motion and come in and come after and come after Scott. The kind of the key block on this play is Wendell turning back on Spencer Johnson.
Nice.
And kind of screening him out of it. Thomas knocks Barnett outside.
Yeah, both guards go down again. So you got Thomas and McDonald coming in the game, and these are guys on the fly. Let's go.
Yeah, they really did a good job of stepping in, but this is a nice job of creating that running lane there with Thomas on this side, Wendell reaching on Spencer Johnson, and really is able to hit it there, get his shoulders downhill, and turn it into a nice run. So that helped set up some play action for us, and got us some good field position in the running game, too.
Steven's doing a nice job protecting the football, too. Once he gets into that next layer, wrapping it up, covering it with two hands.
All right, well, no turnovers for us offensively, and we had 3 on defense. So, it's good to stay on the plus side of that one.
Sure. All right, defensively.
This is a 3rd down and 12 situation in the red area. We had some red area stops in the Buffalo game, and that really ended up saving us. And, again, as usual, it's a good team defensive play. Double coverage here on Steve Johnson, and the rest of these guys are locked up pretty good. So when Fitzpatrick steps up in the pocket, Jermaine and Rob and Vince are all there to kind of corral him. But, again, good, just overall good coverage in the secondary led to quarterback holding the ball, and then the pass rush gets him.
That's nice, smart stuff, keeping things in front of you, recognizing the routes and reacting to it the right way.
Here's the same play from the end zone. You can kind of see how the pass rush unfolds on this one. Chandler Jones comes around the defensive right side, left as we look at it here, kind of forces Fitzpatrick up in the pocket. Jermaine wraps around Vince and is kind of right there to keep him from scrambling in that lane. And Rob, after he jams Spiller here, comes back in and able to step up. Just when Fitzpatrick steps up, he steps up in there on Hairston and makes the play. So, again, good team defense there. Big right area stop. That definitely helped us in the game.
All right, moving on here. Another one defensively.
Well, this is really the play of the game with Devin. We're in a 2-deep zone here, and Gerard drops back to the middle, and our 2-deep safeties here, Devin and Steve Gregory, I have the respective halves of the field. And it looks like Buffalo is trying to run what we call a scissors play, where the inside receiver breaks out, the outside receiver breaks into the post. And
did Fitzpatrick pump left to try and get Devin to move just a little, and he just didn't see him? Or
well, it looks like they've got a similar play over here where they're trying to, you know, run the slot receiver down the seam. And here's the under route and play before they try to run Chandler down the middle. So yeah. I think he was taking a look at this this inside fade, didn't have that, came back with the scissors, and of course Devin makes the play there and seals the game. So that was a big one for us. Another good red area stop and obviously to play the game.
All right, it's fun doing these after wins. We'll do it again next week. There's your plays of the week. See you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.